Ricky Ricardo.
That's me.
My boy Ricky, who just got done doing a year in Teen Challenge out in California.
Just did a bid.
Did a bit. He didn't do a bid. Stop. I mean, that's just wrong, man. He didn't do a bid.
No, he didn't.
Okay. He did some time away getting discipled, you know, learning about addiction, learning about Jesus Christ, learning how to overcome. And I remember when we sent him out.
Yeah.
I remember we were praying for you. And it's so amazing. And I think everybody in the group felt the same way tonight. Great group tonight, by the way, everybody. It was so amazing because everybody, you know, had really been a part of this thing that we were doing together, praying for you, working with your mom, praying for her, figuring out, you know, what's going to happen to you. Because a few times we thought, honestly, you were going to die.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people who have seen from the beginning, and now they see what God has done, and it has been an amazing journey and testimony. And it really influenced a lot of people tonight. You did a good job, by the way.
Yeah.
Come a little closer to the mic, son. Get a little closer. Yeah, get in the. Can I see you in the Facebook? Yeah, I can see you. I just want to make sure I can see you. That's all.
I can't see if I see me.
Okay, you can't. Well, don't worry about it. If you can see you, I can see you. That's all that matters. So let's see. Now you can see you.
Yeah, you can see me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see me.
So it was really a good. It was a good night, man. You did a good job.
I wasn't prepared.
No, but that's.
Oh, it was good though.
Yeah.
You were prepared.
Yeah. You sounded like you were prepared.
Yeah, you sort of did.
I hate talking to people.
Do you?
Well, I don't like public speaking.
Public speaking. Right. But you actually like talking to people.
Yeah,
right?
I like.
I mean, like you like talking to me, right?
Guys,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay. All right, good.
Ricky, I'm people.
Yeah, we are people. So anyway, it was a good job. We had a great Overcomers group tonight. We had a big crowd out there. It was good to be back sharing the word of God. And then, you know, of course, I made Ricky share his testimony. And he did a wonderful job talking about what he learned in Teen Challenge, about, you know, just the what it's like to be back now and what he's going to do in his future. And we're going to get to that a little bit, too. These microphones sound really like, whew, right? No?
Are they crisp?
Like crisp?
Yeah.
Like better than ever
HD.
Before. HD? Yeah. I'm going to have to ask Joe. Joe, are these like, did you guys do something to the mics? Because these things are like, wow. I got to have you turn mine down a little bit, maybe. There we go. Is that better? No?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Sounds good. Matter.
Yeah, it does sound good. You know, I don't know nothing about this stuff, man. I just push some buttons and hope that it works.
Right.
So anyway, Overcomers Radio Hour, we're here. Let's talk about what's trending right now, because we'd love to tell Bradley, Pastor Bradley, what's up? I see you, my man. Sorry, I just got to give a shout out to Teen Challenge.
Yes.
Lead campus pastor, Pastor Bradley. His story is amazing, too. We already had him on. I'm going to have him on again, actually. Let's talk about what's trending right now. Coleman, tell me what's going on around us.
What's trending? We've got Resonate on the 24th of March at Calvary Church, 317 Conroe Road in Delran, New Jersey.
We love Resonate. So if you're unfamiliar with what Resonate is, because you know I'm just going to talk right over you, Coleman, and tell him about it, right? Because
that's
just what I do.
That's fine.
All right, anyway.
It's your show.
I like to hear myself talk.
Our
it's not,
friends.
It's our show anyway. So, and friends, right? Anyway, Resonate is like a really cool time where you can just come and
just be, Tom,
thank you. You can just be yourself. And you're going to hear some good worship. And it is a great group of other worship teams from different churches, right? Different denominations. It really doesn't matter. They come together and they form this band. And I'm going to be real honest. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they come together. They think they have like one practice, mm-hmm. right? And they come together and they just play like a song list of like six or seven songs. And it's just a kind of like a just let loose kind of let's worship God. Let's have some fun. Let's eat some food. Let's fellowship Sunday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am not, if anybody knows me, Coleman, you know how I am. I'm more of a reserved kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a dancer, kind of jumper, shouter. But when I get there,
it's
kind of
jumping and shouting.
No, I'm not jumping and shouting.
On the inside.
Like on the inside. That's good, Ricky. I am jumping and shouting on the inside. But actually, I do start to get a little jumpy and shouty. Especially
that's
my daughter.
The Holy Ghost.
What's that?
That's the Holy Ghost.
Talk about it, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Tom said that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why I start jumping and shouting. Which is, hey, praise God. I'm glad I do. So Resonate is when, Coleman?
It is on the 24th of March. You got 22 days and approximately 20 hours.
22 days and approximately 20 hours. It's why not recording. Hold on. Oh, I got to see. Joe, I guess he got it. Never mind. All right, Joe Crossman just sent me a, how many days and hours?
22 days and 20 hours.
So
the countdown?
The countdown resonate. No, we don't. They do.
Oh. They have a countdown,
right.
Yeah.
So March 24th is how many days away?
21.
21 days, people. How many hours?
22 days, 20 hours, 11 minutes, and 48 seconds, 47 seconds, 46 seconds.
Wow. Okay, okay, okay. We got it, we got it. So March 24th is Resonate. All right, what else is going on, man? Talk to me.
Well, you know, we got, Sean Washington. She's going to be, she's in our group. Lovely lady. Really, really knowledgeable. She's got a great life group. If you're not signed up to a life group, you should seek someone out. She's going to be on the radio with Sia.
So she's going to be on the radio with who? I'm sorry, I'm trying to share this right now. I'm just trying to share. Just trying to share our thing right here.
So,
you know, I can't do two things at one time. Come on.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so she's going to be on, not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Is it Sunday? Yeah.
Yes, I thought it was Sunday.
Okay.
No? What day did you say it was?
Sean, would you correct us if we're wrong?
Sean, if you hear us, please tell us what day you're supposed to be on.
You know how can...
What day did you say? What day did you say it was, Coleman?
I didn't say
it. Oh, I think it's Sunday. Yeah. It's not this Sunday, next Sunday, and it's like at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
You were supposed to write this down, man.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
That sounds about right,
Sunday.
Right?
Not this Sunday.
Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Yep, yeah, see? So I think it's next Sunday. So, Sean, when you hear this or you jump on, please share it on Facebook Live or send Coleman a text or something so that we don't look like idiots and we can actually get your date right. So I think it's next Sunday, though. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday at 3 o'clock. All right, what else is going on?
We got Andrew in the morning. Radio.
Yes. Andrew Torres. So the guy who filled in for me has a morning spot. I would love a morning spot. I mean, isn't it just like, that's like the cool time to do radio.
You can't do it.
Why can't I do it, Tom?
Because you're on Teen Challenge.
That's right, Tom.
He got it right.
He did get it right. Tom got it right. Thank you, Tom. Tom, how old are you?
78.
78 years old. Tom gets it right on the first try. Okay, one of my best buds in the whole entire world doesn't get it right, and it takes him forever. He can't even figure out.
My uncle has an awesome memory.
Okay,
it rivals mine.
So. All right, very good, very good.
Okay, we also have.
So he's there in the morning, right? Drive time, morning drive time with Andrew, 7 o'clock to like what?
I believe it's 11.
11, right? Yeah. And then what's after that?
And then we have Sia in the afternoons, from 11 to 4.
Yes.
And at 4 o'clock.
That's Candace, right? Sia? Yeah. It's Candace? Yeah. I call her Candace.
Is that a nickname?
I don't know.
I think CIA
is like her call tag or something, right? Isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I'm old. I don't understand all that stuff. There's like hashtags and we used to call them pound signs.
Yes, it is a pound sign.
Remember pound signs?
Yeah.
It was the pound sign, yo. Pound 555. You know, it was cool or something like that. Uncle Tom is gone right now. He has no idea what we're talking about. All right. What else is up? Thursdays at 4 o'clock, our favorite show.
Yes.
Recess with Russ.
Yes. No.
It's not really.
We can't call it Recess with Russ. We
do want to call Recess. You know, I'm going to ask him if we can just change it to that. You think he'll let us?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
It's kind of a little like childish. Whatever. Anyway. So. What is it called though? Oh, Conversations with Russ.
Conversations with Russ.
Pass Russ. I'm so sorry. Okay, please.
with Russ and Ruben.
With Russ and Conversations with Russ. And Ruben will be there. Usually, he's a great sidekick, whatever you want to call him. A great Coleman Wallace because he kind of does like what Coleman Wallace does. Kind of like, you know, helps him out. Right. He's Russ and friends. Thursdays at 4 o'clock, but he didn't do it this Thursday. Why? Well, why didn't he do it this Thursday?
Well, he happened to be on a cruise out to some island where it begins with a B.
Cruise
celebrating his wife's birthday.
His wife's birthday. Suffering for Jesus, he is right now out there. Suffering for Jesus on a cruise.
Hope you're listening and enjoying.
Yeah. I hope he's not listening, actually. I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast, anything, because he's going to be like, Sean, get off the radio. Okay? Stop talking. You're killing me right now. So, no, I hope, Luann, have a happy birthday. We're happy for you. Congratulations. Enjoy your cruise. My wife can't find me on Facebook Live. Why? It looks like you just signed on, babe. I thought so. There, it says Michelle Ryan joined. All right, so hold on. I'm going to announce something right now. Let me get to it. Let me find it. Hold on. This was sent to me. Why can't I find it? Wait, maybe. All right, I'm not good at these things right now. Hold on. There it is. Bam. All right, so
save
the date. So listen, this is big time right now, and I love this because I love the Rodriguez family, number one, and I love the things that they do. Okay, so they're doing a save the date. It's called We Are Rolling Out the Red Carpet for Fashion with a Twist of Colors. What does that mean?
Can we bring dates?
Is it a fashion show?
What is it? Can we bring dates?
Can you bring dates?
Yeah.
You're not dating, bro. You're not allowed to date yet.
Yeah, take it slow, bro.
I mean, what are you doing?
I'm just asking.
Did you really think I was going to say it was okay for you to date people?
Well, I'm not saying like date.
Can other people bring dates?
Can
you want to bring your mom? Yes, you and your mom can come together to this thing. Sharon, you and Ricky will be going to save the date. Oh, by the way, okay. All right. Save the Day. It's a gala event, and it's honoring the scholarship recipients. So, you know, they raise money, which is pretty cool because, you know, their son, Anthony Rodriguez Jr., he passed away a few years ago. And it was to a, like, some kind of weird, I don't know what to call it, illness or something. And it's not something that's real popular. You know, we've never heard of it before. But he passed away from it. And he was into speech pathology. That was like his thing.
Right.
So they decided that they were going to, you know, to make his legacy live on. And I think it's a great idea to do fundraisers in his name, right? Hold events. They have like the soccer tournament. And they did these certain bags for the River Line and things like that. And they're always trying to raise money. So some of that money when they raised, I think when they did the soccer stuff, it's Anthony's Legacy of Hope. I believe that's what it's called. And that money goes to scholarships for kids who are trying to go to school for speech pathology, right? So they raise money for him. So now, I guess, from what I understand, this is what it looks like. On Friday, May 3rd, at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., at the Life Center right here in Burlington, it's $35 a person. That money probably will go to the fundraising as well, but they're going to be honoring the people who got the scholarships, which I think is cool, right? You're going to see the people that... Because, you know, I know I pitched in and stuff like that. You're going to actually see the people who are getting these scholarships. So it's going to be a fun event. I guess they're going to do fashion with a twist. So, Ricky, we may have to have you, like, model something maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe like a tux or something like that.
A tux.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm going to ask him.
Whatever.
I'm like, can we use Ricky somewhere?
Oh, he's in.
Put him in, man. Let's let him do a red carpet kind of with a twist. Maybe even if they don't have that, you can be like dressed in a tux and you can like enter people in or something like that.
Now you're making me an usher?
I'll make you whatever I want to make you right now, son.
I just go with the flow anymore.
You did say it was my show, right?
You are volunteer.
Pow. Yes. Boom. I love it. All right. So anyway, that is Friday, May 3rd. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Marriott Life Center building. It's $35 per ticket. I'm guessing hold on. Let's see something here real quick. I think I can get some. What's this phone, man? All right. So it is a fashion show gala, really. That's what it is. Okay? It's a fashion show gala. So you definitely want to check that out. All right. And
gala?
I think
I gala.
No,
gala.
Not gala. Gala.
No, it's
sure
gala.
It's gala. Gala?
Yeah, gala.
No, it's not gala. It's not gala.
Yeah,
it's gala.
Because look at... Listen to the way it's spelled, G-A-L-A.
Tom, I see how it's spelled. It's right here in front of my face, man.
But you got
trying to learn,
Okay, Tom, I get it. All right, anyway. All right, so gala event.
Thank you.
I'm going to say gala anyway.
Whatever.
It's my show. All right, so I would definitely check that out. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2019, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here at Life Center Building. Tickets are $35. Always goes good cause, and we love the Rodriguez's anyway, so it doesn't matter. We have gotten absolutely nothing accomplished right now except a bunch of mess ups. Hold on, let me see if I can fix this. Bam. All right, so here's what we're going to do. It's 10:15. I'm going to take a quick break. I see a lot of people laughing at us. Thank you very much. Thank you for all of tuning in. Please share. Listen, share. You get on Facebook Live, share it out. Share it to your network. So I'm going to tell you guys have been doing a good job because the last time something was fed to me about how many people were like getting our Facebook Live feed, like actually like tuning in or seeing or whatever, it was like 1,900.
Wow.
It's like almost 2,000 people, and it's only by word of mouth. I mean, we're not like sponsoring it. We're not putting out any money. We're not, you know, there's a lot, we're not doing advertising or anything like that. I have a little, Instagram page that I barely know how to work.
I can advertise for you.
You can advertise it for me?
Yeah.
We'll start advertising, brother. Yeah. All right. We might keep you around then. All right. Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ourselves together and I'm going to take a quick break. I have a song on here that Joe said I would like. It's called Shoulders. I don't know. The Lee Yu Dancy remix. I have no idea what that means. But he says it was cool because, you know, I like that Joy song, right?
Mm-hmm.
By, you know, the remix Joy song. So he said it should be like that. So we're going to play it and we'll be right back. Thanks. You die. We're back, and I have to say I kind of do like that song.
Yes,
it's not as good as the Joy song though.
Oh,
I really wish my Joy song was on here because I probably play it again. I play it every. What's the matter? You smell something?
No, I thought it was still coming through the speaker.
No, is it coming through the speaker?
I don't think.
I got the control room really loud anyway, so let me turn it down. Now you probably only hear us on the headphones.
Yeah,
now, right. Yeah, just sit just over there. Just sit over there and relax, man. Just fall back, small back, relax a little bit. All right. So listen, there's a couple shows that I forgot to announce that my wife reminded me. First of all. Matt Bowen, oh, hold on, Joe Krausman. Matt Bowen is starting a show on March 9th, okay? I think it's Saturday. Is that Saturday? Let me see. Hold on, Joe. Let me see what you got here. March 9th, Saturday, called Outsourced. And if I'm not mistaken, first of all, we love Matt Bowen, right? Matt Bowen is the coolest, greatest youth pastor.
I love Matt Bowen.
The history of all youth pastors.
I love Uncle Dave as well.
Dave Bowen's just a cool dude.
Yes.
How can you not like him? All right, anyway, so Matt Bowen... His show is March 9th, Saturday, from 2 to 3, called Outsource. And I think that's going to be for, like, teens or something like that, right?
Yes.
Something like teens. You're talking about teen topics and stuff like that. So if you have a teenager that needs to get some wisdom from a great youth pastor and some other probably teens or people in their early 20s who know a lot about issues that teens are going through, you want to tune into that and listen up because you'll get a lot of information, especially if you're a parent and you're dealing with teens, you're not sure how to deal with stuff. Matt can really fill you in with a lot of information, okay?
Matt and I chatted recently, and he has a lot of wisdom.
Yo, Matt is wisdom beyond his years.
Yes.
Now, what's cool about Matt, though, is he can turn it on and off. See, he can be wise like an adult or whatever, and then, bam, he can jump on some video games and play till like 3 in the morning, right? Be on a video, like video games with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who are you playing? They're like, Pastor Matt. I'm like, what? What? It's like 2 in the morning, bro. Go to bed.
Well-rounded.
You know what I mean? Got my kids up all late, man.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, Pastor Matt. Pastor still love Matt. You, though, anyway. It's all good. It's all good. So also, Matt Ballas, man. All right, so anyway, we also have Andrew Torres. His show starts tomorrow at noon. So what's that? Tomorrow's what? Saturday?
Yeah.
So Saturday, tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
And it's our take is his show about sports. So it's Our Take. I guess it's called Our Take.
Yes, Our okay. Take.
You know that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you know?
We talked about it.
Oh, you talked about it? Well, last, I must have missed
Andrew
that.
Andrew and I, yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't on air.
Coleman's on point?
It wasn't on air.
Yes. Oh, whatever. All right, thank you, Ricky. Yo, you got a lot to say right now, man.
Since you've got a lot to say,
you're about to have a lot to say. Don't worry about that. Since you got a lot to say. So tomorrow, Saturday, Our Take is his show about sports news. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yo, I got to get on that. Listen, Andrew, if you're listening, I need to get on that show. Okay? I need to be on a sports news show because I love that kind of stuff. Now, I can't do tomorrow because I'm working at Benjamin Moore.
It's all about Philly sports now.
That's what... Ooh.
Yeah, see?
But see, I can still talk... I listen to Philly Sports Talk Radio all the time. Like, I like to hear about the Eagles, the Phillies. Phillies just signed Bryce Harper, bro. And I'm a Phillies fan. So, listen, Andrew, please get me on one of your days, please. I'll let you on my show. Please let me on your show, okay?
Please.
So, here's what I want to do, okay? First of all, I want to hear a little bit. First of all, the topic is Count It All Joy. All right? You know where that's from, Ricky?
James.
But man, that's good. James what?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
I don't remember either. Hold on.
All right, just
hold on. I'll tell you right now. James 1, 2 through 4 is what it is.
I had to do a project on James 4, 17.
Did you? Praise God. All right, so anyway, it's Count It All Joy, and I'm going to tell you why that came to me, because I was reading, you know, I work at Teen Challenge, right? And I work with a lot of these guys who are in recovery, and I'm trying to encourage them and give them some knowledge, right? Because hopefully I have a little bit. So I was reading this quote, because I'm a quote guy, right? I read a lot of books, because I like to try to develop myself on a regular basis. And I think that should be something that all people should do. You should always be trying to develop yourself. One, spiritually, so you should always read your Bible, do your devotions. That's a way to develop yourself. But then you should also develop yourself with some type of book, leadership book, parenting book, something that can feed you so that you continually keep growing. And then I always feel like that as you're growing, you should give back and help other people grow too. Mm-hmm. That should be a daily discipline that I try to do. And I try to do the same thing and give that to somebody else too. And I think that's something we should all do. So one of the books I was reading said, it's difficult to remain engaged in anything if you have not found a way to value the process.
Right.
I mean, think about that. Let me read that again. It's difficult to remain... Listen to this, Ricky. This is good for you. Yeah, put your... That's right. All right, there you go. Put the phone down. That's right. So it says, it's difficult to remain engaged in anything if you have not found a way to value the process, right? So you can't remain engaged in things if you don't find a way to value the things that you're doing, right? The process of these things. So then what I always try to do is, after I hear things like that, I try to say, where in Scripture... Can I get that kind of wisdom? Where in Scripture does something like that line up, right? So that's why I went to James, right? So it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Mm-hmm. And let steadfastness have its steadfastness. Blech, that's like a hard word to say. Can we change that word?
Steadfastness. Can't change the Bible.
Can't change words in the Bible?
Don't work.
Can I make it like a better word? It's like, can I get a different translation?
Yeah,
I could do that.
Let's stick to it.
All right, thank you. Never mind. Steadfastness have its full effect that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And he says, the first thing he says, though, is count it all joy. So then I go back to my quote. It's difficult to remain engaged in anything if you have not found a way to value the process. So James is telling you value the process. No matter what you're going through, you have to see that there's value in that process.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to let's even say Jesus, right? Jesus was beaten, right?
Right.
Persecuted, suffered, or whatever.
Yeah.
And in Hebrews it says, the joy set before him, right? I think it's like Hebrews 12:2. Look it up. See if it's in Hebrews 12:2. See if you can find that. And it says, the joy set before him endured. Where's it at? Help me out. Because that joy, let me tell you what I'm trying to get at, though. That joy isn't the pain. He didn't enjoy the pain of getting beat, mm-hmm. you know, or going through the issue. He the joy was the process of what he knew he was about to receive, right? So that joy was set before him, right?
That's right, yeah.
So he was looking not at the situation at hand.
Looking beyond.
Look at that. Man, Tom, you're on, you're on point tonight, Tom. He was looking beyond, right? So we have to start not looking at the situation right in front of us, because if you do that, it'll be devastating.
You'll gain nothing.
You'll gain nothing, right?
That's correct.
It'll just look overwhelming. So Jesus, the guy who's our example, looked past that to the future of what was going to come. So, and I always try to tell people when they ask me, like, I try not to think about, like, I mean, I know we live here. This is life. This is what we do. We're here now, right? But I think of that second life, that life that we're going to have with Christ, right?
Yes.
That kingdom life, right? So if that's always my perspective, I know that everything I go through here is just on my way to that, right?
Yeah.
And he's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
That's right.
So I know that when I go through these things, he is perfecting me. First of all, he's the author of the faith I have, and he's perfecting it. Mm. So when, because he says, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of
Christ coming.
Man, that's Ricky, my boy, you're on it tonight, man. You're not as dumb as you look, man.
I think you might have reprogrammed me. So I'm going to automatically say with or without.
You know I say that. With or without your cooperation.
It's just like a dam. You take a dam and you open each lock and you learn.
I thought
something.
He was cursing for a minute. I was like, yo, we're on Christian radio, Tom. But I get it, like a water dam.
That's
it's like a water dam. Okay,
right.
Help us, brother.
Open each lock.
Right.
Until you get where you want.
That's right, brother. You got to do it. So that's why I think you should. Oh, man, someone's calling already. Hold on now. Hold on. I'm going to answer you. Give me a second. Hold
10 to 1 is faith.
10 to 1 say it's faith. I think it's 210. That is faith. Hold on. Overcomers Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Faith.
Woo! We knew it was Faith. What's up,
Hi, Faith?
What's going on?
Talk about it.
All right. Okay. So I was chewing on this very subject last week with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I came up with.
I talk about
You know, it. When you're going through trials and you are looking at considering it all joy and the process and working through the process, the one thing you have to remember is it's for his purpose, not our priorities.
Oh, that's good.
And that is part of surrender. Deep. When you let your priorities go and you let his purpose reign, his purpose, not our priorities, then you can really experience the full understanding of what he is trying to give you through this process.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Say that one more time. It's for his purpose and what?
It's for his purposes, not our priorities.
Not by our priorities, right. But you know what, though? His purposes, I think, as he works us through these things, will become our priorities, right?
Absolutely.
That's if you surrender your priorities,
right.
then his purposes are you're going to become
your
priorities.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
it's
good.
Kind of like a natural
that's
progression
good.
Of doing what you're supposed to be
yep.
doing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Falling in the line, we'll
yep.
say, right? Faith, that was good.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
That was pretty impressive. We have to get
this is something I've been chewing on this a lot because, you know, when it comes down to bitterness and unforgiveness, all the things that will leave a root in you that the devil can get a foothold into your life
right.
with, these are right. things that we've got to chew on together. And,
yes.
you know, when it comes down to figuring out what is his purpose in a situation, we don't always get to know why. And knowing why can become so much of a priority for us that we are lost to his purposes. So we have to surrender to his purposes and let go of our priorities, whether it's understanding why or trying to see the bigger picture. Sometimes you just got to lay it down.
Amen. That's good. That's good, Faith. Well, thank you. We thank you for calling Faithful Faith, right?
Yes.
Always calling in. We can always, listen, we'll always have one caller,
yes.
right? We will always have one.
You got it.
Thank you so much, Faith. God bless you. Thank you.
Right.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, I love Faith, man.
Yeah, Faith is
She's cool. She's got like a humble spirit, right?
Mm-hmm. She is good. A humble spirit.
She is a humble spirit, isn't she?
Yes, she right. is.
So listen, watching the miracle of her being healed happen.
I know, right? She, yes. You see her just getting better and better and better,
she
right?
She has a lot yes. of wisdom.
She does have a lot of wisdom.
To be a female.
Nope. She does have a lot of wisdom to be a male or a female. But yes, I see what you're saying. Very good, Tom. Oh, prayer warriors. Thank you, Helen. Miss Mary and crew, Saturday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. You want listen? You want to get something done? You need some prayer?
Yes.
You go to Mary, okay?
Yes.
When she prays, God listens.
Yes.
That's one person I know. She prays, God listens.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Listed. Yeah. Last week, she well, prayed did, over the group.
Did she really?
Oh, yes.
For real?
Oh, yes.
Dang, I missed that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, man, I love it when Sister Mary prays, man.
If I
could praise half it, like if I had the passionate of like half of what she had.
She wasn't here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She wasn't. You talk about prayer being turned up.
Yeah.
Well, she turned
She turned the volume up.
She turned Mary turned the vibe. Turned the volume up. Woo! Okay, anyway. So listen, let me just say something real quick. We were talking about Counting on Joy, but I just want to talk about my boy Ricky right now. Mm. Okay? Because my boy Ricky has gone from gutter to... Give me a word, any word, I don't care. Gutter to
their new life.
To glory. Gutter right. to glory. Bam!
That's a good
there
one.
There you go.
Good
wow.
Choice. Good choice.
Jeez, I'm
it's
good.
Your new book, Ricky.
Right? It's your new Gutter to glory. Yeah, you should write a book, Gutter to Glory. I love it. Really, though, he went from gutter to glory, and it's all because of Jesus Christ, right? It's not because of me, it's not because of Ricky. It's all because Christ decided to jump in his life and save him.
Yeah.
And bring him back. So, Ricky, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to talk a little bit about where you were, what you just went through, and where you are now. Can you handle that?
So, what I just did like a half hour ago.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the same thing you just did a half hour ago, right? Because there's a lot more people online now listening, so they need to hear your story, man, because it's good testimony.
I was going to say, where do I start?
But, I don't know, but put your mouth closer to the microphone, because you're like...
I like leaning back.
You can lean back. Well, then...
Is that better?
That's that. Now I can feel a little better.
That's better?
Yeah, let me see if I can turn you up a little bit, man. Go ahead.
I don't want to be too loud.
Okay, we want to hear you. Come on, talk.
All right, so... born and raised Burlington, New Jersey. Decent childhood. Decent childhood.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, yeah.
Parents loved me. Catholic school, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So I knew God. I didn't have a relationship with him like that. But
did you know the Bible at all or anything like that?
A little bit from
not really though.
Yeah, they don't really teach. No. I mean, I knew like what happened.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, I never read the Bible. Like, we didn't really open it.
Right.
But
it was there.
Yeah, it was definitely there.
Right. But you knew what the Bible was anyway.
Yeah. So,
of course.
So my dad died, when I was 12, and I didn't have any. I mean, I had positive male role models, but only to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that really messed with my mom, my dad dying. So I had free run of whatever I wanted to do. Like, there's too much stuff, you know what I mean? And it just led me down the wrong path.
Right.
I was the young kid, friends with all the older kids. Mm-hmm. So, like, school became not a priority.
Let me just say, so your father died, how old were you when your father
12.
Died? 12. Okay. Yeah. That's when my father died, actually.
Oh, wow.
He was murdered when I was 12, yeah. So I really didn't know my dad too well, and whatever, it's all another story. But
yeah, I mean, he was a good man. I looked up to him and everything,
but
circumstances.
And then after that, you really didn't have any type of father figure in your life.
No, not at all.
Right? Which is a big problem right now in today's society.
Yes.
We have a lot of fathers who are not involved in their kids' lives, and I'm a firm believer. You know me, I'll say it till I die. If the father is involved in the family life and sets the tone as a godly man, right, and leads his family correctly, you will see good results in that family, right?
Mm-hmm. And, it's dramatic.
Right, mm-hmm. Pastor Dave is a perfect example of that.
Yes.
I mean, went from drug addict to hippie to acid space cadet to pastor, married, and... Three wonderful kids.
Yeah.
All serve the Lord. All are involved. Oh, wow. One of them's our youth pastor, Matt Baldwin. Mm-hmm. The other one's DP, who's a great guy, right?
Yeah.
Serves God. And the other one is Becky, who's a lawyer. And watch out, she will take you down quick. But we love her, and she serves God too. But I'm serious. That's a perfect example of that. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. dad.
Dad died?
I was running the streets.
Running the streets, right.
Running
were you smoking pot? Started out with smoking weed? Cigarettes, actually, though, right?
Yeah. Because when my dad was sick, I would take his cigarettes because he wasn't supposed to smoke them, so I figured I'd smoke them.
Oh, you were doing him a favor.
Yeah, I was helping him out. Very nice. I was prolonging his life.
Good. That's nice of you.
But cigarettes, weed, drinking, like any...
How old were you when you were like, drinking something? 15, 16 years old, something?
13, 14.
That's just awful.
Back in the Roebling days.
Ooh.
We used to just, there used to be like 14 of us in my aunt's basement.
Right.
Like, it was, it was fun back then, but I mean, it wasn't, but it was because we were just reckless kids.
Right, right.
But,
how old are you now?
28.
28?
Yeah, dude, I just turned 28.
Oh, you look good. He looks good for 28, right?
I don't know. My hair, I don't have no hair, so you can't see the grays.
Yeah, but that's all right, though. That's all right, though. But you look good for 28.
I'm lucky to see 28.
You are lucky. You are blessed by
I was going to say, no luck.
No luck. There's it's all grace. That's all I said. So anyway, go ahead.
But alcohol, weed, and then it progressed. And
did you go to like pills?
Yeah. It went to Percocet and then from Percocet to
Oxycontin.
Yeah, Roxy's and
Oxy's. Roxy's and Oxy's and all that stuff.
They got super expensive.
Yes, they did. And then someone introduced you to heroin.
My cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, I always was that guy that was like, nah, you know what? Mm. You guys do that. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm better than you because I'm not doing that.
Right, 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 right.
And it was complete, justification and all that. And it was just went straight down. And then the heroin came into play. And
how old were you started doing heroin?
Like 17, 18.
So you did heroin for 10 years.
Pretty much.
Almost 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Before we sent you away to Teen Challenge.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, before you threw me on a plane.
Before I viciously ripped you out of your comfort zone and slammed you on a plane and got you out of here.
Yeah. Which
praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm super grateful for
Amen.
That.
Amen. Amen.
But love you. It just was bad. Like
how many times you OD?
I don't know.
10?
Is there
15.
I would say 20, maybe 20, 30. Because there will be times when I wouldn't be with anybody.
Mm.
And like, I would fall out. And then I would just wake up 2 hours later, like everything was cool. And then there's those times where, like, the paramedics came, or those times where someone dragged me out of their room and into the bathroom and put me in the shower. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It's amazing. You said it earlier today in the testimony that, even though you weren't serving God, right? You knew of God, but God had his hand on your life the majority of your time, because there was many times that you OD'd, you should have been dead.
Yeah.
And God sustained you for some reason.
Kept you around for some reason, right? I'm still not positive of what it is.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that because we were talking about it, and I think there's more than what we're doing right now, but one of the reasons is right now.
Yeah.
You know, and in the group.
Yeah, this is cool.
This is you sharing your story of God's grace and giving hope to somebody else, to another mom, hope to another dad.
My mom's bugging out right now.
hope to another person who is in the same situation as you are.
Yeah.
So tell us about Teen Challenge. What'd you do in Teen Challenge, man? Besides cause trouble.
Cause trouble. Gain some weight.
Yes, you did, brother.
I know.
Woo, you left here. You was about a buck 02.
No, I was like a buck 70.
Buck 70? What are you now?
Like 220.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm solid, though.
Solid. He's ladies and gentlemen, he's a solid 220.
Yeah.
He's not just 220. Right.
What did I do there?
Well, you went, what did you go first? San Diego?
I went to San Diego first. Okay.
Did you get sick?
Yeah. I was super sick.
I figured you probably would
be. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But not, I don't have to deal with that ever again.
That's for praise the Lord, man.
Yeah, I was super sick. That sucked.
Yeah, it's bad.
But got sick, tried following rules.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
Right.
I got the first, my boy just commented on the thing, Ryan Brown.
Yeah.
The first like week I was there, we broke into the pool closet. To get the pool sticks out so we could play pool.
All right, I just real quick, everybody, we do not condone this.
No, that was against the rules.
It was against the rules. We do not condone him. Just a little disclaimer: we don't condone him breaking the rules. So,
but one of the apprentices said we could do it.
We do not condone apprentices telling you that you can break the rules. Also,
but anyway, so I mean, I wasn't in trouble a lot. I got my fair share of discipline.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's to be expected.
God disciplines those.
That's right.
But that Ryan, you said, yeah, that was cool. San Diego was cool. There was a bunch of good dudes there that definitely helped me out. And then I went from there. I worked in the kitchen for a little bit. Awesome. I got to work the San Diego State Fair.
Yeah.
So I was out there watching sunsets like on the beach from a Ferris wheel. It was awesome. It was beautiful out there. I loved it. And then I went to Riverside to the castle, which was awesome too. Most of the staff members were really cool.
Yeah.
And they were like real, like personable. Like you can just sit down and talk to them.
They gave you, so you did how long there? A year, right?
All together
a year.
Yeah,
right. So did you do a lot of Bible studying?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah,
every day. Like we had class. It would go class and then work.
Mm.
So we would have like 3 hours of class from like 9 to 12.
Right.
Of those, them little
GSNCs.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
And like,
How do I know I'm a believer?
Yeah,
anger, stuff like that.
Anger and personal rights.
Yeah. That's a good one, actually. Anger and personal rights.
Yeah, you got to give those up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
your personal rights.
Yeah.
Good.
Now
you remember.
Now they're privileges.
That's
I remember because I did all those classes twice.
Okay.
But
that's what happens when you go in the pool house.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
No, that wasn't that.
That was another thing you did.
Yeah,
not
following rules.
No.
Anyway. And like in the mornings, both inductions, it was like mandatory prayer and Bible reading for like a half hour. The second induction, which was in Shafter, which is in Bakersfield, California, they had like a half hour praise and worship every morning and class and then lunch and then work. And it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel that you're a changed person right now?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, you are a new creation. Yeah. The old is past and the new has come.
17.
That's right. It's Teen Challenge's motto.
It is.
Yeah. But I mean, do you really feel like you're a new creation?
Yeah. I feel like I still need to shed some of.
Of course.
But you know what I mean? That always happens.
Right.
It's always going to be there. But yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Like when they say like you renew your mind or like it
really Romans,
does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because you've seen me before I left.
You were a disaster when you left.
I was.
You couldn't even put like sentences together like that were.
Yeah, no, I really couldn't. So, well, most of the time I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like.
Yeah, your story, it's amazing. You know, I got to see firsthand from beginning to end. And there's nothing. Tom, what are you doing, bro? You all right? You over there? All right? You all right there? Your bottle's loud. It's like bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
We can hear the bottle, Tom. Okay. I love Uncle Tom, man. But we got to see you from beginning to end, and that's what's cool about this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got to see you down in the dumps at your lowest point, and then I got to see God raise you up.
He definitely raised me up.
And bring you back
still
to life.
Still a little ways to go, but
I
signed the card.
Yeah, we did send you a card, right?
Signed everybody signed it. Jim sent me like a little book.
Yes, man.
With some wild stories in it.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, was that? Jim's, oh man,
Jimmy's good guy.
Good
stories.
Jimmy's good guy stories.
That is not for kids.
Yeah,
but I was entertained by it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely some. You got to be careful with some of them stories.
Yeah,
but Jimmy's the man.
I know. Yes. I was. Where's he been? I haven't seen him.
He's in Florida.
Sunny Florida right now.
Oh, lucky.
Living the dream, just hanging out, fishing, playing chess, going to Bible studies.
Yeah.
Like what? When can I start to do that?
You got a while.
I got like 20 years.
How old are the kids?
My kids?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you got some time.
9, 10, and 11 are my youngest ones.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm not going anywhere.
Your quiver is full.
Yeah, my quiver is full. My quiver got full. It broke. It's like on the ground now. It's like there's no more quiver. The quiver's gone. So anyway, listen, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play another song, and then we'll be right back. I'm going to pray. Let me play. I'm going to see.
Hey, don't forget.
Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I always miss it. So I'm going to do it right now. Thank you, Coleman. You're late. I'm going to play the Legal ID, the Fox News Radio, and then we'll be back.
This is Life Radio WIFI 1460 AM, Florence, Burlington.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Fresh off his trip to Vietnam, the president gearing up to speak on day 3 of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland tomorrow.
The vice president is the headliner here at CPAC today. Other speakers include Senator Ted Cruz and counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway. People here are concerned about the country moving in a socialist direction.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Questions are being raised about Jared Kushner's security clearance after a report in the New York Times which claims
President Trump ordered his former chief of staff to give his advisor and son-in-law a top secret security clearance last year, overruling intelligence officials as well as the White House counsel. A spokesperson for Mr. Kushner's attorney told Fox News in 2018, White House and security clearance officials affirmed that Mr. Kushner's security clearance was handled in the regular process.
Fox's Ellison Barber. This is Fox News.
Every day I wake and everything is broken. Turning off my phone just to get out of bed. Get home every evening and history's repeating. Turning off my phone 'cause it's hurting my chest. Yeah. Can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. Falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, 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 I can't just preach, baby. All I hear is voices, everybody's talking. Nothing real is happening, 'cause nothing is new. Now when all is tragic, and I just feel sedated, why do I feel numb? Is that all I can do? Yeah, and heaven knows I'm not helpless. Yeah, but I'm only human. Can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. I fall into my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, oh, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. I try to do the things I say that I believe. I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, 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 I can't just preach, baby, preach.
We're back. I kind of like that song. What'd you say? Preach? He's like, preach. Right? I can't say
what,
like
what'd he do?
Something like that. So, something like
that. I'm just going to hold it.
Right. Preach.
Yes.
That's good, right?
You're going to get it. Yes.
I'm going to get it one of these days. I'm going to be a famous singer one of these days. Nah, it ain't going to happen. Anyway. So listen, we got about like 10 more minutes. So I just want to read a few things here. I want you to listen, right? Because we're talking about counting it all joy.
Counting it all joy.
What's the scripture? Pull it up. James 1, 2 through 4. Pull it up. Pull it up. So here's some things I want to talk to you about. Ready? Let's talk about this real quick. I can't hear myself too well. Oh, you know, let me turn my headphones up. There we go. All right. That's why I didn't have it up. All right. What I believe about life determines how I perceive life, which determines what I receive from life. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Let me tell you one more time. This is a count of all joy. This is a fundamental statement that backs up count it all joy. What I believe about life determines how I perceive life, which determines what I receive from life.
Ooh.
Believe, perceive, receive. So what I believe about life determines how I perceive life, which determines how I receive from life. So if you count it all joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that what you're going through in your life as joy, no matter what it is, that will determine how you perceive it. Your perspective on the situation will be correct, right?
Yeah, it'll
be
in the perspective.
That's right. It'll be the right state of mind, the right mind frame. And that's what will help you receive from life, right?
Okay.
If your perspective is in the right place as you're going through these things, you're going to be able to receive what God's trying to give you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Good.
Is that along the lines of as a man thinketh in his heart?
So he is, right. Ooh. So, right. I mean, it has to do with your thinking, too. I got one for that, too. Hold on one second.
Mr. Quotes.
Mr. Quotes. Listen, man. These quotes, listen, I have them all on my phone, man. Uh-huh. When I catch a good one, and I'm telling you, I read them every day.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because they're good reminders. When we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. I mean, it ain't rocket science, people,
mm-mm,
right? When we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. Perspective, once again, count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
You got the scripture?
I do have the scripture.
Go ahead, read it.
James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4.
Yep.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your belief works patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire,
right,
wanting nothing.
So he's saying count it all joy because he sees the perspective of it, of what's going to happen if he does, right? And what does it become? That trial helps him become what?
I don't know. What is it?
Patient.
Patience.
Right?
Your belief works patience.
Right.
Yes, and patience has her perfect work.
Right. So he knows that this trial is going to perfect something in him, mm-hmm, and that perfection is patience, right?
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Absolutely.
Weren't you just saying something about that earlier today? You were praying for patience.
Oh, how I prayed for patience, yeah. And it was the worst thing I ever did.
So Ricky would like everybody to know, do not pray for patience.
I'll just be prepared.
You will be tested, though.
Yeah, you will get what you ask for. Listen, mm-hmm, and you know what? Unfortunately, the only way to learn patience is to go through
trials.
A trial.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? I mean, James was no idiot. The guy was smart, right? Obviously, he's inspired by the Holy Spirit, but he's an intelligent guy. And that's why he's telling us, that's why he's saying, look, count it all joy when you go through these things, because it is going to bring about something that you need,
right,
which is patience.
I forget where it is in the Old Testament, but it says that Yahweh knows the end from the beginning.
That's right. Yeah. Right. I want to know the end from the beginning.
I kind of do. He knows.
Yeah, but we do kind of know the end from the beginning because we know how it started,
right?
We know how it's going to end.
Absolutely.
Touché.
Bam.
Touché.
Man, I'm good sometimes. I'd be lighting that bad boy up.
Right?
Right? You know what?
I need the sound effects.
We need a sound effect board. Listen, get that on your thingy there and figure out how to make it go through the mic so we can have some sound effects.
Download one on the phone?
It's like ching. Yo, you should do that. Find some noise apps so that we can play some noise things and some apps or something like that. You know what I really want to do? I want to be able to play like on Facebook Live. So instead of seeing us, hello, you would actually see like a video.
Right.
Of a music video? No, man.
What? There's Christian music videos.
I know, but like a video of like one of the testimonies from one of the guys from Teen Challenge.
Ooh,
like we have like a 3-minute video and it's really good. Like they edit it nice. It's got a little music behind it. He's talking about his whole story, you know, just a little bit. And then, you know what I mean? Just throw that up there like on a break or something like that. I wonder if we can do that. Joe, can we do that? If you hear me, see if we can figure out a way to put a video on there like for a break or something. Like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So seriously, count it all joy, people. It's 10:56. It was a good night. I really appreciate all of you tuning in. Ricky Ricky's famous because I know like four people on the feed.
Right.
Out of like the 600 that are there putting comments up. So Ricky's famous. Thank you, Ricky. Rick, thanks for coming and sharing your story, man.
No problem.
It was great. And I think we're gonna have Ricky back.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to.
Ricky's gonna come hang out with us for a little bit. Let him chime in.
I love that.
Yes. So here's what you need to do during the week, Ricky. I need you to start getting some things together in your mind, get some downloads on your phones to play some cool stuff or whatever.
I was just you know what I mean?
You'd be our radio like guru.
I got you.
We gotta get him that sermon, our favorite one, Be a Man by Paul Washer.
Paul Washer. And the shocking sermon.
Yeah.
By Paul Washer, too. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to turn you on to Paul Washer, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let me tell you what's going to happen. In about 6 months, you're going to be like a lion ready to just spit fire, okay? Because that's what it does to you, and that's what you need. So Paul Washer, everybody. So listen, everybody, it was a really great night. Thank you for tuning in. It was so good to be back. I thank everybody for hanging out, showing some love, listening to Ricky. We're so proud of you, Ricky. And listen, people, let me just tell you one thing. You're going to go through some stuff. It's inevitable, right? We can't change that, right? We can't change the circumstances that we're going to go through. We can't change certain things, but we can change the perspective that we see it, right?
That's right.
And how we react to it, right? And that's where James says, count it all joy. So if we have that mindset, we will be able to walk through these things and we will grow from them. Because significant growth comes from challenges that you receive daily.
Yep.
That's how you grow. So God knows exactly what he's doing to get you to the point where he needs to go. So listen, I thank you all very much. And we will be back next Friday, same time, same place. Don't forget, Overcomers Group, community group, 7 o'clock on Friday nights at the Life Center building. I'm exhausted. I'm tired because I worked all week and then I drove all the way home. Coleman's flexing his muscles. Coleman, you have been working out though.
Yes, I have.
And it's Coleman's been working out, everybody, in case you haven't noticed. If you can see him on the screen, he does look a little... He looks good. It's coming along together real good. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about Coleman right now. It's a little weird. Anyway, have a good evening, and we will see you all guys. See you guys next Friday.
Yes, sir.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forever. There is good news for the captive, good news for the shamed. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. To the foot of Calvary.